Grace and peace to all of you, my Father's children. Let's open with a word of prayer. Our gracious and heavenly Father, God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for food. We thank you for shelter. We thank you for last night's slumber. We thank you for this morning's rising. God, we thank you for an opportunity to study your word on today. Holy Ghost, we pray. We beseech you to be our teacher, be our preacher. God, I pray that you would cause us to align with your word, God. God, that we might not be deceived in what it is that we believe, but God, that we wholly lean and trust in your word is our prayer. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you on this morning. Count it not robbery to dial in for a few moments of your day. On this morning, our journeys take us to Galatians, the 6th chapter, starting at the first verse. Galatians, the 6th chapter, starting at the first verse. And from the New American Standard Version, it reads as follows: Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks that he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting with regard to himself alone and not in regard to another. For each one will bear his own load. If you all will allow me for just a few moments to read that same version, the same passage from the Message. Again, Galatians 6, starting at the first verse, says, Live creatively, friends. If someone falls into sin, forgivingly restore him, saving your critical comments for yourself. You might be needing forgiveness before the day is out. Stoop down and reach out to those who are oppressed. Share their burdens, and so complete Christ's law. If you think you are too good for that, you are badly deceived. Make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given. Then sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. And the word of the Lord is blessed. But take a different spin on this particular passage on this morning. I'd like to talk to you from this simple question. Who's going to check me? Who's gonna check me? For those of you all who might not be familiar with the term just simply means who is going to correct me? Who is going to who's gonna size me up? Who's gonna be the one that's going to confront me about how it is I act, how it is I live, what it is that I do? That's really what that term means. Who's going to check me? Who's going to come and stand up before me and tell me something about myself? And you all, we live that way often in terms of nobody better come to me talking to me about myself. They need to mind their own business. Who is it that feels as though they have the right, the ability, they have the authority to come and say something to me about how it is that I live my life? Well, you all, the word tells believers that we are really responsible for one another. Yes, we are. We are responsible for one another. Now, I need you to understand something. We are responsible for one another to make sure that one another lives the best life that we can possibly live. Where we fall short and where we get things wrong, where we get things twisted, is when we tell each other or we say to each other that no one has the right, the ability to get in my quote-unquote business. Well, really, we do, you all. If even if you were to go to Hebrews 10, Hebrews 10, I think rounds to about the 25th or so verse, gives us a very clear, example of what it is that we are responsible for doing when it comes down to each other. Matter of fact, if you think about it, it really starts around the 23rd verse. It says, again from the New American Standard Version, it says, "Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who was who promised is faithful." Here we go, verse 25:4. "And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds." And it goes on to say, "Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habits of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." Verse 24 again, "And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds." How can you consider to stimulate one another to love and good deeds if we don't know anything about one another, if we are of the mindset and are compelled to stay out of, quote unquote, each other's business? You all, the word compels us to provoke. That's what the King James Version says. It is to provoke one another into love and good works. Provoke means to kind of poke the bear, if you will. It means that in order for me to stimulate you, provoke you, to encourage you to love and good works, I got to know something about you. I've got to be in your business, so to speak. So if that is the case, you all, that means that I do have a right, I do have a responsibility to some degree, yeah, be in your business. That's what the word tells me that I'm supposed to do. So let me get back to this morning's message. Yes, we do have the right, we have the responsibility, you all, to check one another. Galatians 6, what Paul wrote was that if anyone is caught in a trespass, if anyone is caught in wrongdoing, if anyone is caught not doing what it is that they should be doing, it says, "You who are spiritual." So, if you are following the Word of God, if you are a believer, if you are following the script which we are should be using as a roadmap to our lives, you who are spiritual should restore him. What does that mean, restore? It means that we should gently and humbly help that person right back onto the right path. It is our responsibility, if we are godly, if we are following what we should be doing in life, if we're following the Holy Writ the way we should be following it, our responsibility, you all, is to gently and humbly help that person back. So what does that mean, you all? That means that we may have to, quote unquote, check somebody. If I see you not doing the right thing, yeah, I may have to check you. Why? Because it is my responsibility to do so. And because it is my responsibility to do so, I have to make sure that I, quote unquote, check you in the right way. Not only am I supposed to check you in the right way, I need to make sure that I don't fall up in the same situation myself. I have to make sure, you all, that I don't sit there and straighten you out. And here it is, I'm teeter-tottering on the same problem myself. If we were to continue on in Galatians, that second verse clearly says, "Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ." Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. You all, that means that I'm supposed to share in your issues, share in your problems. And when I do that, I'm obeying what God is telling me to do. I am doing exactly what it is that God is telling me to do. Here's where we fall short. Here's why we say, who's going to check me? That verse 3. That verse 3 in Galatians 6. Because it says, again, meaning from the New American Standard Version, it says, for if anyone thinks that he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Can I read that particular verse from the New Living Translation? That verse 3 says, if you think you are too important to help someone in need, you are only fooling yourself. You are really a nobody. If you feel as though, listen, if they mess up, that's on them. You're not doing your job. You're not doing your job. And if you think that you're too good to be checked, you're sorely mistaken. If you think you're something when you're nothing, you're deceiving yourself. If you think that you are the type of person that you never need checking, you're deceiving yourself. It is our responsibility, my brothers and my sisters, to be our brothers, our sisters' keeper. It is. The word declares it. And if you, one, feel as though you don't need to be checked, you're not being biblical. Two, if you feel as though you're too high and mighty to have to check somebody, and if they sin, they sin, you're not being right either. We have a responsibility to one another. But even more so than that, my brothers and sisters, you got a responsibility to yourself. Check your own behavior. Get your own self straight. No one should have to check you if you're checking yourself. But if you miss checking yourself, don't be upset when somebody checks you. If they're checking you in accordance to the word, they're being what God has called them to be. But if you're checking yourself, then you have fewer people that have to check you. Again, look at it. Galatians 6 and that fourth verse says, but each one must examine his own work. And then he will have reason for boasting in regards to himself alone and not in regard to another. Meaning that if you're doing what you need to be doing, then you'll be able to be excited about your own life and not take your own life and use it as a measure towards somebody else's. Shouldn't be looking down on somebody else just because this week you happen to be not cussing and you heard somebody cuss. You can't sit there and talk about somebody else's life simply because this particular week you remember to fast. You had opportunity to get the Bible study and brother and sister so-and-so didn't make it. Don't hold it over their head. You should be celebrating the fact that you got it right this week. But my brothers and my sisters, if you do see somebody that's caught up in a wrong, if you're holy, if you're righteous, if you're doing what you should be doing, ye who are spiritual, restore gently, humbly, help them back into their place. If you are the one that's being helped back into your place, don't be upset with the one that's helping you. They have been charged to check. They've been charged to check. Who's going to check me? I hope my brother and sister loves me enough to check me, because that's what they've been challenged and charged to do. Let's pray. Our gracious God and our Father, we thank you for this time, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you loved us enough that you knew we would mess up. So you charged our brothers, our sisters to check us, to make sure that we're doing what your word compels us to do. God, I pray that we would always have a mindset, always have a heart to want to check our brother and sister in a way of holiness, in a way of gentleness. God, I pray that we have a mindset, God, that when our brother and my sister, our brother and our sister comes to us, God, that we would take their rebuke lovingly, that we would take it gently, that we would take it humbly, and that we would want to get back into a place that you've called for us to be according to your word. God, let us not ever feel as though we're never to be checked. But God, let us look for our brothers and sisters to love us enough to check us back into holiness. God, I pray that we would be the change agents, God, that you desire for us to be on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I thank God each and every one of you on this morning. Go out and be the change you desire to be. See, one person, one household, one divine appointment at a time. God bless you.